Okay, I'm glad you're here, and let's get ready for Shabbos. One of the great stories involves the Baal Shem Tov losing his share in the world to come. Now, how would you expect the Baal Shem Tov would react? I mean, who's got a greater portion in the world to come than the Baal Shem Tov, right? It's completely off the charts. So the question is, why on earth would he be happy? And the answer is stunning. It's because the Baal Shem Tov said, "Now I can serve God without any hope for reward." That's why the Baal Shem Tov is the Baal Shem Tov, by the way. With that in mind, how do we get to that place? After all, it says in Pirkei Avos that you're not supposed to do mitzvahs for the sake of a reward. So it gets very complicated. The Eretz Tzvi brings down that there are 10 levels to a person's heart. And that the 10th level of your heart, you have no idea why you're doing what you're doing. In other words, ultimately, on the deepest, deepest level, you can never fully understand yourself. That's a little humbling. You never really know, am I really doing this purely for God, or am I just kind of doing it for me to get stuff? You don't really know. In fact, the Ishbitzer Rebbe says the reason why the Kahanim would wash their hands before they would do the avoda, the service in the Holy Temple, was to wash their hand of the idea that God, I'm about to serve you so that you'll do stuff for me. Now let's get to the Berditchever Rebbe. He says, if you know that nothing gives God more pleasure than just blessing us, then if you do mitzvahs so that it will enable God to do what he likes to do the most, which is to bless us with stuff, then you're really doing it purely for the sake of heaven, even though you will be the beneficiary, so everybody wins. So God should bless us that we should serve him because it gives him delight to bless us.